Yeah, last thing is the impact on the bee wildlife. And show another map. Another map I made here. Sort of similar to the other one. It shows the whole bay. And you can zoom in a little bit here. Zoom into Rockland. And the green is areas, you know, at least place site data on that they're big harvesting areas for clams and scallops and mussels mostly. And the purple areas are for shorebirds. And as far as the development stuff, the black is the urban or the developed land in 1992, and the red is the developed land in 2011. So it's really just those two different land covers on top of each other, so you can see very clearly, you know, what's increased. Yeah, it's increased a lot around Owl's Head here. A lot of stuff coming out into the bay down here. But this sort of the southern tip of the bay here, really big area for harvesting clams and scallops, as you might know. And just all this over here, going over to Waldoboro. Down here,
looks like Stonington hasn't grown too much. Or I mean,
Stonington?
I mean Port Clyde. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Stonington
here
is the other.
Haven. You can see ton of there's a really heavy stuff right in these little nooks and crannies within the island. Going up the coast. Not a ton up here, but definitely right around the shores, you know, Searsport and all around Searsport Island, a lot of fishing going on, a lot of clamming and so forth.
There's a mercury problem in the upper.
Right.
There. So
yeah.
Probably
right.
They're trying to people avoid that.
Where's that?
A mercury pollution.
Oh, in Searsport?
Mm-hmm.
It's been coming down the river all these years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now look at Castine. Now that's on the opposite side from Belfast. There, mm-hmm. That red
yeah,
there.
Castine has increased a lot too. I didn't include it in the town report there, but that was one I noticed. Yeah, really.
Wow.
Increased in development and stuff around there.
The black and red there is. Wow.
Yeah. The red is where it increased basically. What's that? And. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So that was about the extent of my project, and it's a lot of maps, a lot of data tables, a lot of stuff. You know, and it was only about 3 months, and I was working on another project as well. So I wish I could have done more, and there's a lot more you can do with this stuff. You know, it could go on forever. And Ron was sort of describing some of these issues with me yesterday, saying, oh, well, you know, this issue, it always leads to this one, and it just leads to a bigger discussion every time. So some things to do with it, maybe. Looking into, I did have some data on EPA pollutants and exactly where they are, but I didn't really have time to include that in my analysis. Yeah, and doing some more demographic research on figuring out summertime populations and how many tourists come in. I know that has to be out there somewhere. And seeing if that sort of aligns more with the development, I think that'd be interesting to look at. And how many people live here and how many people leave in the winter and how many people stay here all year round. Censusreporter.org is a pretty interesting website. You can just type in any town and it shows you historic stuff. It has really neat graphs and it's really easy to use. Another one is the economy is the, I don't know if there's quite a GDP for each town, but you know, is the output, is that going more in line with development as well? Because a lot of this development is sort of industrial and commercial stuff, especially up north by Searsport and Stockton Harbor, you know. So it's a lot of increased development, but not people, You know, so I guess just looking, you know, is the economy also going up with the increase in development and more commercialness?
For example, if there was, you know, another different, a Walmart moves into a town, mm-hmm. suddenly there's a lot more money circulating in that town as people come to it, but the domestic product for the people living
right.
there. Really
yeah, I guess, out. Yeah, that's sort of what I'm talking about in just, you know, big industrial places, you know, like the, was it the salt?
The salt piles.
Salt piles. You know, it's, I guess this question is sort of like, well, these places are obviously increasing in developed land, but are they benefiting the people that live there? Or is the money just, you know,
going
out? You know, is it just, you know, being filtered out?
That's an important question.
Right.
Well, industrial jobs, the growth isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of development per person.
Yeah.
Unless it's somebody building a residence on a huge piece of land, many, many acres, mm-hmm. but for the census data that you've shown, it doesn't come near to compare to the development.
Right.
It just, it's really quite lopsided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I guess that would be the next step is figuring out why, you know, why these things are, why it is so lopsided. I do think tourism has a lot to do with it, and you know, a lot of this new development might be hotels or motels or things like that, and or just commercial places, you know, restaurants and especially chain stores. You know, that's included in all the developed land, things like that. So. If you put up a new motel, you're probably going to want, you know, to put up a new restaurant, a new convenience store across the street, you know, so it's for that multiplier effect. Just figuring out, what if it isn't regular population, permanent population, then what is it? You know, I guess so that's the important question for the next step. And something that might be able to sort of help people understand that and look at it. Be the creation of an online web map as a tool. I really wanted to get to that this summer, but I only have a week left, and I'm kind of running out of time here. So that would have been neat. And if you guys ever get another intern, you know, another geography intern or something, there's a lot of great tools out there. And you know, I'll definitely leave something in the outline, the report for you, that says sort of what to include, what might be interesting to look at, benefits of a web mapper. You can put a lot of different information on top of each other and compare it, and you know, turn things on and off so you can look at, you know, income and development or population and development or housing price and so forth.
And you can add more data in as you get it.
Yeah, and you can add more data in. Especially CartaDB, the one on top. That one's great. I use it a lot, and it's free. That's pretty much the extent of my project. I know you guys probably have a lot of questions. It's 1 o'clock now. I do have to get on the road in a little bit, but we can maybe leave for about 15 minutes for discussion or so.
Yeah, because I think a lot of the folks that are here have seen forests disappear from our area. For example, there's an industrial park that's over on the far end of town there that wasn't there not that very long ago. And people I've talked to here said that's where they'd go hunting and playing as kids and all that, and suddenly gone.
Mm-hmm.
And has anyone noticed their favorite woods that are disappearing over time?
I'm probably one of the culprits in terms of the development there. I bought 13 acres in Appleton, although it's off your map there.
Mm-hmm.
But I built a cabin on it and a driveway to get down to it. And I cut a few trees down. Actually, a tree landed on my deck and trees down that would have landed, you know, on the house if mm-hmm. they had fallen and so forth. And now it's more grassland than it is
mm-hmm.
forest. It probably could have been classified as mostly forest before, although there was a big 5 acres of grassland in the middle, and it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And So I'm sure a lot of other people like me. I plan to build a farm there. So,
oh, man.
And I would say the advantage of us farming is if you actually can make money off undeveloped land, you know what I mean? If you mm-hmm. can actually generate an income, the land is less likely to be developed for like shopping centers mm-hmm. or things like that. You know what I mean? Because actually, it's an income-earning property.
You know, there were a lot of camps. But go ahead.